For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show. Streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Hour number three of the program here on Wednesday morning. And we're going to be joined now by Christine Pierce, who has a very interesting story to share with us about racing, but about so much more than that as well. So let's bring her on. Good morning, Christine. How are you?
Good morning, Tim. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for joining us and sharing your story. So I want to talk to you about, you know, this. I saw this post online, and mm-hmm. I hadn't heard about your son and the efforts that you have to remember him. Let's start at the very beginning and explain to me why you think a Camaro is better than a Trans Am, because obviously a Trans Am is much better than a Camaro.
Well, that's your opinion. I met my boyfriend, Rob Gingras, and he had been racing that Camaro at Seekonk Speedway for a couple of years and some other cars that he's built. And he said, "Hey, do you want to race my Camaro with Spectator Drags?" And I said, "Sure."
So what, just to explain to everybody, what, and this is a 78 Camaro, by the way. Yep. What is a Spectator Drag?
So Spectator Drags is where any spectator who comes to Seekonk can take their daily driver car and have a helmet, you know, your proper seatbelt and stuff like that. Make sure you have a, you know, proper registration on your car, and you can pay your $30 and you can get out on the track with the other cars and have a great time.
And there's prizes for the people that win?
Yes. I'm not quite sure. Like, first prize might be like $200 and you get a trophy. But it's not even about the prize at the end of the day. It's just so much fun.
So, and you've been doing this now. When did you start doing that?
I started in, my first race was in New Hampshire, actually, at Star Speedway, 2022.
And how many times would you say you probably participated in these since then?
My first year, between all the tracks that I raced, I got in 100 laps.
Wow.
It was a lot for my first year.
And so this is something that, what, you know, it's a combination of taking your boyfriend's car, but also you had some other motivations to want to do this as well.
Yes. So I'm glad I got into it before my oldest son had passed. And I got a feel for it and stuff. And, you know, after he did pass, it gave me more of an outlet that, you know, gave me something to look forward to. And it's your head gets quiet and when you race, but then again, I take out my son's stuffed puppet Piglet, and he races right beside me and helps keep me safe and makes me feel brave and gives me more motivation to be confident.
And your son Trevor was 23 when he passed. When was that he passed away?
Yes, June 23rd, 2022.
And you talk about his struggles with mental health.
Yes, we really didn't think he had a problem with mental health, and so it was very unexpected. And he didn't leave us any reason why. And it's been, you know, it's the mother's worst nightmare, the whole family's worst nightmare of, you know, something like that happening. And it's a daily struggle.
But, you know, you mentioned how racing will calm some of those voices in your head. And do you feel like in those moments, even though, you know, you might be able to kind of calm down the thoughts about it, you know, you feel that he's there with you. You mentioned having the piglet with you. You must feel that he's kind of there in the car with you as you're doing this.
Yes, definitely. I, you know, talked to him before. Okay, you're ready. You know, help keep me safe and let's go.
And you, I know you also mentioned that there is a bench for him at Livesey Park, and that you've recently planted some tulips there.
Yes. My mom did look into a few things to, like, get mental health awareness out there. And then, you know, she's done some walks and stuff like that. And then she came across the Yellow Tulip Project and asked me about it. And I was like, heck yeah, let's do that. So she got, we planted 450 yellow tulips at Livesey Park in Fairhaven, where we did get, I did a GoFundMe to have the bench done, and that was perfect. And we worked with the Fairhaven BPW to get that done. They were so extremely helpful. And then once again, to have the tulips planted over there.
And so this is a place not, you know, not only for you to go and have quiet reflection to think about Trevor, but for anybody who's lost someone to be able to go and kind of have that quiet time and that peaceful reflection.
Yep. And I mean, it's right at the skate park at Livesey, because my son Trevor used to go there all the time with his friends, skate and take bikes over there. And it's like right where you can see the park. And we just thought it was the perfect spot.
And, you know, just going back to the idea of the racing, and is it true you call the Camaro the Red Dragon?
Yes, I do. I was actually, we have people who actually record us and put us on YouTube and stuff. And I was watching a video that someone had recorded, and an announcer at Hudson Speedway in New Hampshire said, and here's Christine and the Red Dragon. And I was like, oh my goodness, what a perfect name. I loved it.
I think it fits. You mentioned that there's not a lot of women who participate in these spectator drag races. I mean, if you had to give a guess, could you estimate maybe the number of women that you've seen participate in these?
In the past 2 years, there's been maybe 5 women that I've seen, but another really good friend of mine, Jen Bucher, that we met in July of last year, 2023. And her husband, Scott Crossley, we met them. She took her Jeep out the first time. And, you know, I was so excited to see another girl out there. And she got hooked just like I did. And then came back with her Subaru. And then got, we've been actually traveling racing too. We even head all the way down to Freedom Factory in Florida.
Wow. So basically this is a what people would consider to be a traditional drag race. Is that how it works?
Well, it's a circle track. So you do go out on the track. You know, they line up all the cars ahead of time. Everybody gets like a random number that they pick on your windshield. And so, you know, if you're number one and number two, that's who you're racing. So it's one-on-one, and, occasionally they'll have, you know, races where there's 3 or 4 cars. In Hudson Speedway, we actually get to do a 10 lap race. Earlier, end of last year, we actually did a 10 lap race there with 16 cars on the track at one time.
Wow. Are there speed restrictions at all, or can you go as fast as your car can go?
You can go as fast as your car can go, but we're not enduro racing where we want to crash each other.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously with the 78 Camaro. You don't want to crash that. And, you know, we're just all out there to have a good time and have fun.
Well, it sounds like it's a lot of fun. And now you're actually looking this year, this season, for a sponsor for these races.
Yes, it's cost more money than you'd think. And tires are expensive.
Well, I can imagine that you're probably wearing through tires pretty quickly in this racing format.
Yes. Yep. And I mean, like, there's people out there who do their burnouts at the end, and I try not to do them because I got to save my tires. And, you know, donuts out on the track, and the fans love it, go wild. It's just a great time.
So what would you estimate is the cost for a set of tires for the Red Dragon?
Oh, I'd have to exactly ask my boyfriend that number, but I'm sure it's well over $1,000.
And if somebody does step forward and sponsor you, what can you kind of give them in exchange for that? Can you put, like, signage on the car? Like, what do they allow with the rules?
Yes, of course. We can do stuff like that. I mean, if they wanted to, you know, have me wear a T-shirt, you know, put their logo on the car. I prefer, obviously, not to change the color, seeing it's been called the Red Dragon, but you know, any kind of logo would be great. And I'm just, you know, want to make sure if a business does help me out, that it's the right fit.
I'm sure there's a lot of ones that would be, and this could be something where they could give you like a magnetic decal or something to put on. It's not like you're looking to do stickers all over it all the time.
Yeah. We don't mind. And plus I drive this car also a lot around town, so people are seeing me all the time.
So there you go. So you could have it on there all the time and get a moving billboard. I've seen photos of the Red Dragon, and it's certainly a car that catches people's attention. People will be looking in its direction. So when does the season start? When's the first race?
I'm looking to go. It's May 4th is a car show that they have at Seekonk. And then it's just that you get to do a quick straight drag race on their front stretch. And it's just like for fun. The first race, I think I sent you the schedule. I can't remember now. It's the end of May. It might be the 24th.
So you've got a little time, but not a whole bunch of time to be able to get these tires on.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully somebody's listening that will be interested in signing on. If people are interested, how can they reach out to you?
They can reach me at my email. It's jejap525@hotmail.com.
All right. And of course, everybody can go down to Seekonk Speedway when you're there and cheer you on.
Yes, they sure can. That would be awesome.
All right. Well, I want to thank you, Christine, for joining us and for sharing your story. And hopefully we can help you find a sponsor.
Yep, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it so much.
Have a great day and good luck this season.
You too. Thank you.
And there you go. And so again, we will have a story up on WBSM.com a little bit later on with all the information in case you want to sponsor that. But, you know, it's not a huge expense to be able to purchase a set of tires for the Red Dragon. Or maybe you have a tire business and maybe you can help out. But the important thing here is that it's, you know, she's also raising awareness for mental health with this. And so we want to make sure that people are aware of that too. 508-996-0500. That is my number if you want to call in and chime in. But right now I'm going to take my first break of this hour. And maybe when you hear this break, you'll hear a cash code. And when you hear that cash code, I'm not saying it's definitely coming up in a few seconds, but if it was coming up in a few seconds and you heard it, you can go to WBSM.com or the WBSM app, go to the Win Cash page and enter it in under the 8 a.m. code for Wednesday, April 24th. And then you'll not only be entered to win the $100 cash prize for this hour, but you'll also get another entry into the $30,000 grand prize drawing. So there you go. Maybe you win that 30 grand and you can say, you know what? I'm going to buy Christine a set of tires for this season. So I'm not saying the cash code is coming up next, but you might want to have your WBSM app handy to be able to enter in that code. Okay, let's go to the break. Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. Gilly Saffield.
Hey, Gilly. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm all right. What's on your mind?
Well, on my mind is the meeting that Leo Chiquette had last night over at Pulaski School.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There was a good turnout. There was like 77, 78 people that showed up. You know, and I'm calling because some of the people didn't show up. Okay, you had city councilors there. You had Leo Chiquette. You had Ian Ebru. You had Mr. Burgo. You had Maria Giesta. You had Brian Gomes, and you had President Naomi Carney show up. I found that real, and you had four out of the five councilors at large there. The one that was missing, that I always complained on your show that she wasn't taking phone calls, Maureen didn't show up, and that's her ward. She lives in Ward 1, and she's also councilor at large. You know, because she can't stand Leo doesn't mean you don't show up for the other constituents. She's the only one that was missing. I mean, it was other, you know, like a few of the other city council, but in your ward and you're the councilor Elijah and the other four show up and she don't?
Well, she's having, I don't know if she had something else scheduled, but I know that Leo posted a few days ago about it. And, you know, when he mentioned who would be there, you know, he didn't mention that she would be there. So he must have known that she wasn't going to make it.
Well, Tim, let me bring something out there for the people, okay? And you know that what I'm about to say is true, and I'll take responsibility, okay? She had a big blowout, which Leo doesn't want to say it, on taxing to each other. She called them all kind of names. That's not the way she should act. She should have showed up for the other constituents there. She's the only one that was missing. But there was a nice turnout and everything, and they're going to do it again. You know what I mean? It's her ward.
Well,
you follow me?
Yeah, it seems like you know, the ward really wanted this to happen, and it's been years since they've done this. So that good turnout bodes well for future meetings like this.
I mean, it was an excellent meeting. There was a lot of politicians there and everything. I'm a counter. Everybody that knows me, I count things. And I counted 78 people that walked through that door. You know, but Linda Morehead was not there in her ward and Councillor Elijah, and you had the other four Councillors Elijah there. Okay? That tells you something about her attitude to the people. Thank you for your time.
All right. Have a good day. And I don't know why she wasn't there. There might have been a previous commitment. It might have been what Gilly said. But only her and Councillor Chiquette would know. If either of them want to, you know, message me and let me know, I can share that. But the important part is the meeting happened. It had a good turnout. And it bodes well for having future meetings. I mean, obviously, when you have the first one, there's a lot of issues that people want to discuss that have been simmering. A lot of issues that have been going on in Ward 1 for a while. Parallel products being, you know, probably the biggest one, but others as well. Some traffic concerns and other things. So you're going to get a big turnout. And maybe as they go on, that turnout may dwindle if they start focusing on specific things that don't necessarily apply to particular residents. But you have a very actively engaged ward. These meetings should have been happening all along. And kudos to Councillor Chiquette for bringing them back into part of the process of representing that ward. 508-996-0500. That is the number to chime in. But before we take any more calls, I'm going to turn things over to Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
A foreign aid bill heads to the president's desk. The Supreme Court weighs emergency abortions and a new search for the Loch Ness Monster.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden says he's prepared to sign a new foreign aid bill into law. On Tuesday, the Senate passed a $95 billion emergency foreign aid package, which included funding for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and the Indo-Pacific. Chuck Schumer weighs in.
We tell our allies, we will stand with you. We tell our adversaries, don't mess with us. We tell the world, we will do everything to defend democracy and our way of life.
The bill also laid the groundwork to ban the social media app TikTok in the U.S. Hailing the Senate's decision, Biden said he plans to sign the bill later today. The U.S. Supreme Court is set to hear a case involving emergency abortions. The High Court will hear oral arguments today on whether emergency rooms in Idaho can provide abortions to a woman whose health is at risk. Idaho's law makes it a felony for physicians to perform most abortions except to save the life of the mother. Columbia University is demanding the encampment related to Israel-Hamas war protests be dismantled. Ben Chang is the vice president of public affairs of Columbia and says there are safety concerns.
We are working hard to resolve the situation on campus, including through ongoing discussions with local, city, and state officials.
Some of the encampment has been taken down, but some tents still remain on the school's lawn. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is meeting with Jewish students and giving remarks at Columbia today. Meanwhile, at NYU, student demonstrations are expected to continue at nearby Washington Square Park. Millions of salaried workers in the U.S. will soon qualify for overtime pay thanks to a new rule from the Biden administration. The rule announced Tuesday by the Department of Labor changes the threshold under which salaried employees become eligible for overtime. The department estimates that an extra 4 million workers will qualify for overtime once the rule is implemented in January. The Food and Drug Administration says the bird flu virus has been detected in some samples of pasteurized milk in the U.S. Mark Mayfield explains.
The FDA made the announcement Tuesday, less than a month after an outbreak of the bird flu was found in herds of dairy cows for the first time. The agency says the pasteurization of the milk is likely to inactivate the virus, and it's therefore still safe to drink, although they're still waiting for test results to confirm that statement. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The city of Baltimore is making some changes following the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge last month. On Thursday, a deeper channel will be opened to allow commercial ships in and out of the port of Baltimore. And there's a new search for the Loch Ness Monster. Bree Tennis with details on how the U.S. is helping.
NASA says they'll join in with the latest search for the Loch Ness Monster. Last year, one of the biggest searches for Nessie captured loud underwater noises and several potential sightings, but nothing scientific. This latest search will take place on the 90th anniversary of the first photo of Nessie, which has been proven to be a fake. But there have been nearly 1,300 sightings of Nessie since that photo was released. The new search is May 30th to June 2nd. I'm Bree Tennis.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox dropped their series opener to the Guardians, falling 4-1 in Cleveland. The three-game set continues tonight. The Celtics hoping to build off the momentum they created after topping the Heat in Game 1. They host Miami for Game 2 tonight at TD Garden. And the Bruins and Toronto Maple Leafs in Game 3 tonight in Toronto. Both of those playoff games at 7 o'clock.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good to be with you, everybody, on this Wednesday morning. Cloudy skies will continue to develop. Temperature in the mid-40s this morning as we're into the afternoon. Slight chance for some showers. It'll be breezy. Temperature in the upper 50s. Not ruling out a thunderstorm or two later on this afternoon. As we head into the overnight hours, we'll be under a freeze watch. Temperature will be around 32. Gusty winds of 21. Tomorrow, sunny, around 50. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Waiting for tomorrow to come, for the train to come rolling round.
And of course, that is The Boss from that that great double album. Well, it wasn't really a double album. There were two albums released at the same time. And I believe 1991. Lucky Town and Human Touch. And Better Days was on Lucky Town. But underrated in The Boss' catalog. You know what's not underrated, though, is the fantastic food that you can get at the Butcher Shop, located at 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Now, you may go to the supermarket and get your meat there. And when you go there, it's not always a great experience. There's some supermarkets that you go to and you say, oh, I bought meat there and it just didn't really have any flavor. And then you're already going in and you're rooting through to find the cut that you want, the right size, the right price, the right marbling, the right amount of fat. And you're saying to yourself, oh, there's got to be a better way than just rooting through this and picking some piece that their butcher's cut for it. And there is a better way. It's going to the butcher shop, because at the butcher shop, they will cut it for you exactly how you want it. They will cut you the piece of meat of your dreams and the perfect meal for you and your family. Maybe the kids want something thin. Maybe you want something a little bit thicker. They can cut it exactly to your specifications. And it's better quality, better flavor, and right around the same price what you're paying at the supermarket. So why not put the choice back in your hands by going to the butcher shop? And you can also get some of their other great items, some of their pre-made meals. Maybe you want to do get something like, say, their celebrity pork chops, but you want to get them marinated. They'll marinate them for you so that by the time you pick them up, they're ready to go. They're ready to throw on the grill, and you don't have to spend all that extra time prepping the meat. They'll even cook them up for you if you want. They'll do whatever it is that will make your life easier. That's the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. And it doesn't get any easier than walking in and getting some of their great pre-made food. You can stop in for lunch or dinner, you know, if you want to go over there and get yourself something before they close and have that for dinner, you can do that. But I love stopping in there and getting some of their casserole for lunch. Maria's rice pudding for dessert. Everything there is so good, so delicious, and homemade. Plus, they have the beer and wine cellar. They have the cheese fridge. They have everything that you want in a neighborhood market with an old school feel. Check out the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. If you want to call in to me, 508-996-0500. You can also send app chat messages on the WBSM app. As I mentioned, we have the story and a link to the release regarding the Fairhaven police chief situation and the civil service vote. Basically, they screwed it up when town meeting voted last year to pull out of civil service. They screwed it up and nobody realized that the chief was not voted into civil service via town meeting. That was done by election. So the only way they can remove the chief from civil service is by election, which they just had. You would think, well, not a big deal. They can just do it next election, right? Yeah, except their current chief is retiring in August and they've already named his successor. So everything is thrown into disarray. The select board is going to be meeting after town meeting on May 4th to figure out just what the heck they're going to do about this. Chris McCarthy will be talking more about it coming up on South Coast Now at 9. But we can take your calls now at 508-996-0500. Talking about Phil's story that he had about the Loch Ness Monster. I got an app chat message from Dave in New Bedford regarding a similar vein. And a lot of people have interest in cryptid creatures. Cryptids are things that are believed not to exist or shouldn't exist or should no longer exist but still do. And cryptozoology, while not maybe necessarily a true academic science that's recognized, it is respected in a lot of circles. Because cryptozoology has been proven right in a lot of situations. Things like the giant squid weren't believed to exist. Cryptozoologists chased after them. They end up finally discovering that they did exist. But it can run the gamut from, you know, things like, are there mountain lions in Massachusetts? A cryptozoologist would look into something like that. But then it also can get into things like Bigfoot, Chupacabra, and of course the Loch Ness Monster. But Dave in New Bedford says, I'm a fan of Paranormal Caught on Camera on the Travel Channel. On one episode filmed, they had what appeared to be a pterodactyl flying through the air. Not Loch Ness, but it did get my attention. A lot of wild clips on that show. Just wondering how legitimate these film captures are. Well, I can tell you that I know a lot of my friends are on Paranormal Caught on Camera, and I know people that have worked on that show behind the scenes, and they try to give you things that are as authentic as they can prove them to be. So they're not trying to, you know, pull anybody's leg with that show. They're trying to present what they feel is authentic, documented evidence. Now, whether or not the things that they capture really are that is a different story. But there's been a lot of strange things that have been caught on film. And then there's also some that are out there that are hoaxes. Of course, there was a Loch Ness Monster hoax not that long ago. There's been Bigfoot hoaxes. We all remember the story of the Bigfoot that these guys said they had in a freezer, in a chest freezer, and it turned out to just be a Bigfoot costume. There was the Minnesota Iceman, that turned out to be a hoax. And then there's that photo that goes around every now and then of the Civil War soldiers posing with a pterodactyl. That these Civil War soldiers apparently encountered a pterodactyl and shot it down and all posed for a photo at their encampment with this pterodactyl. And the photo's been going around forever. It's fake. It was actually created for a Fox TV show called Freaky Links that was very short-lived. But this was, you know, early viral marketing to try to promote that show. And I've gotten into arguments with some people that will say, oh, yeah, that photo's fake, but it's based on a true story. No, no. There was no Civil War soldiers that shot down a pterodactyl. So you've got to be careful that when you look at these photos, these video clips, you know, unless they're coming from a respected source, chances are they're fake. And in the case of Paranormal Caught on Camera, they do their best to try to verify what's being presented. All the shows that I've worked on maybe 10 paranormal shows, maybe even a little bit more. You know, they've all been interested in having the truth. It would be easy to say, hey, we're just entertainment. This is just television. We can put up any clip and say, well, it's up to you. Could it be? Maybe. We're not saying. But most of them have not done that. They've tried to take a somewhat scientific approach to it. So if you do watch them, at least, you know, have some sense of they're not trying to pull the wool over your eyes. But if you've ever seen a pterodactyl in the skies, you better have your camera phone ready. And you better be able to really zoom in on that thing. Because otherwise, you're just sending me a picture of an osprey or an eagle. I need to see close up that this thing is a pterodactyl. All right, I got to take a break here. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back.
Got you through a cloudy day. When the stars ain't shining bright, you feel like you've lost your way. When the candle light of home burns so very far away. Now you gotta let your soul shine, just like my daddy used to say.
All right, 508-996-0500. We have a few moments remaining here if you want to call in and chime in. And again, this Fairhaven civil service story, it's a big deal. It's a big mistake It's going to end up costing the town. I've been reading some comments on Facebook in the Facebook groups. There are those who accuse the town administrator, Angela Lopes Ellison, of having known about this and not coming forward with it. That this is something that they've known about for a while and could have already tried to have a solution. My question is, well, how long is a while? Was it enough time that they could have gotten it on the ballot for their April 1st election? Because now you're not going to have another election until next April, unless you have a special election, which will cost money. Or are you going to have to hire through the civil service exam and not be able to hire the person who's already been told they're getting the job? Chris McCarthy is going to cover this more in depth when he comes on in just a little bit. I know he's got at least one guest coming on that can talk about it. But this is, to the people of Fairhaven, an outrage because due diligence wasn't done. I mean, I can say I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt. This was just a mistake. They went back to 1954 and saw, oh, that's when we were put into civil service in town meeting. So town meeting is the format to undo it. Nobody went back to 1938 to see that that's when the police chief was put into civil service. But, and again, there's no 1938 voters still around to tell you about that, I'm going to guess. So if that's the case, was it just a mistake? Or was it a huge ball that was dropped? So the select board has said they're going to look into this after town meeting, which is on May 4th. And they'll try to see what options they have to pursue. All right, I've got to take one final break. We'll be right back. All right, I didn't mean to talk over you there. Oh, my fault. All right, that's going to do it for me for today. Stay tuned for Chris in South Coast Now. He is definitely going to be talking more about this Fairhaven police issue. I know he's going to have at least one guest coming on that can talk about it. And, of course, yeah, the mayor will be here at 11 for midweek with the mayor. So lots to discuss with Chris. And, of course, you can call in to him at 508-996-0500. If you're not sure about this Fairhaven story, check it out at WBSM.com and on the app and find out more. I'll also have more information about Christine Pierce and her racing at Seekonk. She's looking for a sponsor to help her get some new tires for the Red Dragon. And we'll have all the details and her contact info in there in case you are interested in sponsoring that and helping to make it happen. But that'll do it for me. I've got to wrap things up and get out of here. I hope all of you
save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.